on their way, here to slay, but they need some help.
Hey.
It's been... Sorry if I'm... why are we both sitting like
this? It's been... I'm sure the people listening are loving that. You said, why are we sitting like
this? Well, you're going to have to come watch to see. You're going to have to... This is a little sneak peek, and you're going to have to come back to the video for a little taste.
Yum, yum. This tastes so good.
Okay.
I can feel my hot breath against the microphone. It's like...
So, hi, guys.
Where do you think they got this turf?
I mean,
we haven't been here in 2 months. Things happen in life.
Every single person ever got COVID. I got COVID. I was like,
I was about to make a whole scheme about how someone got pregnant.
I was like sweating. I was like, I can't even smell.
I actually didn't get COVID.
So. I did. I got COVID, and then, okay, so basically my roommates got exposed, and then I was quarantining because they got exposed, and then they ended up having it, and then I got it, and then I didn't see Emmy for like 2 weeks. I missed my family Christmas, and then we didn't. Oh my God, we were supposed to go tubing. I was so excited. And then everyone started like DMing me, and like people were commenting on Emmy's video, like thinking that we're fighting.
Oh my God, yeah, everyone just thought we weren't COVID. Friends anymore.
I just had COVID. Like, I don't know what you guys want. Like, I wasn't going to go, like, hang out with Emmy.
Went into the idea of not being friends.
I don't want to do that.
I never understood that. Like, if you're not friends with someone, just, like, don't comment on it online.
Like, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there's been people that I'm not friends with anymore, and, I get comments and stuff, but, like, I've never understood, like, either being shady or replying and being, like,
I just don't want to deal with
like,
it.
Like, bitch, it's clear that we're not friends. Open your eyes.
Especially because usually it's, like, months after it happens, like, when I'm not friends with someone, and then I'm, like, I'm not mad about it, but I, like, don't want to, like, talk about it. Like, that's annoying.
I'm also just, like, honored that, like, anyone cares enough. like thank you for caring about me enough to be, like, oh, my God, wait, you haven't been with Ian in a while. Like, damn, you noticed? Thank you. Like, that was really nice.
We have new mics, by the way. They should sound a lot better than our little...
Are these new?
Yeah, we had the little blue ones that were, like, mics, actually shit. And then the comment section... Well, they were bad, but I love you, Jordan. Thank you. But also, the comments were like, damn, bitch, like, you got a bad mic and a bad camera. Like, pick one. So we did pick one, and we got better mics. And by we, I mean Jordan. Thank you, Jordan.
I actually would not have noticed.
You didn't notice? We're holding them.
I thought that maybe they were just on a stand before...
No, it was just like...
Oh, we were sharing one. Oh, my God, we were sharing one. And yes. It was the one I, like... Oh, my God,
yes.
Yeah.
And then they were like, get some guests on it. And I was like, girl, we have
one. Are we all
going to
pass around a mic? Me and Jake having one that's not plugged in and then one plugged in. And everyone's like, girl, what? Sorry.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that. It's kind of rags to riches. It's rags to riches to getting
it
all taken away.
No, it was riches to rags. Rags to riches to rags to the middle.
Yeah, I think this is a good middle. I think it just makes us more relatable.
A dollar and a rag.
How many?
Probably 7.
No, but I was thinking about it. Like, it doesn't even matter if we don't post that often because it's like a Marvel movie.
I, like, keep feeling like I need to just go, like, scream something. I won't. I almost started singing that. I always talk because I looked at her jacket.
But our podcasts are like Marvel movies. Like, actually.
Megan,
like,
Fox can't take off her engagement ring or it's going to hurt her finger.
Can we do that?
Give each other engagement rings that'll hurt our fingers? I don't think I've ever seen you wear a ring.
I wear a couple of rings, just not on my fingers.
Where?
Or my toes.
On your penis?
Yeah.
Ew, that like probably seems like real laughing on the audio.
I have a penis ring that if you take it off, it hurts. Wait, remember when I told you? I've told so many people this and like everyone believed me. I told them that when my boyfriend leaves town, I'm not allowed to wash my genitals so that he knows that I'm not cheating on him. And then everyone kept believing me, thinking that I was just walking around with dirty underwear for like a week and a half.
The first time Ian ever visited me, he admitted to me on like the 5th day that he never packed socks and that he's been wearing the same pair of socks the whole time. So like, I wouldn't not believe that.
Stop. That was my like Shane Dawson moment.
Me.
Okay. So how was your morning?
I don't know. I cut some strawberries.
Emmy put me on to the Yolanda Hadid breakfast.
Okay, Emmy put Ian on to her breakfast that she eats. You don't need to call it the Yolanda Hadid.
I mean, it's literally like...
It's birdseed in a bowl, bitch. Yeah, like
it's like chew on a bunch of almonds to make yourself not pass out breakfast.
Okay, let me actually explain my like reasoning for this breakfast.
No, because it makes sense.
I just, don't really like to eat breakfast because I don't wake up and I'm like, let me put like... okay, take that all out. The machete thing.
But so, keep in her saying take it out the machete thing, but take out the rest. So it just looks like.
Anyways. So I don't like to eat breakfast really because I'm just like I don't wake up hungry. So like I'm like I need to fuel my body in some way, and I love pistachios and I love like those balanced breakfast packs, but those come with almonds, and it used to be almonds, dried cranberries, and pepper jack cheese, and then they took that away and they put normal white cheddar cheese, which is nasty.
Pepper jack is yummy.
Yeah, and then I was like, wait, I love pistachios, let me make my own balanced breakfast. So I put pistachios, dried cranberries, and pepper jack cheese in a bowl and I eat it, and it looks like bird seed in a bowl.
It's so yummy.
You were skeptical.
We're like Emma Chamberlain right now. We're starting the trend. Everyone make Yolanda Hadid birdseed breakfast. It's so good. It's like so, it's like not filling, and like I immediately feel like I need more food.
I think also it's filling. Like, and pistachios like fuel me.
Also, like there's something about like I ate it this morning before I showered or brushed my teeth, and it was just like a lot of funk going on with the pepper jack cheese. And I like it was
kinda, I feel so like I literally wake up, like eat that with my cup of coffee, and I'm like, I'm ready for the day.
It's like it's pretty
good. Let me go on a hike with my nuts. You ever put it in a bag and take it as a snack somewhere?
Yes, but also, actually, no.
I'm going to start bringing full salads in a container everywhere.
I want to start meal prepping. Wait, fuck, what was I going to say? I forgot.
Also, they did ask that we kind of make an outline starting off again on the podcast, and that it clearly is not working because I don't know what we've talked about.
Well, I also, actually, I have this, I can't watch our podcast back because I genuinely, like, nothing that comes out of my mouth I remember whatsoever, and then I start like freaking out, and I'm like,
when they send it, I'm like, I hope.
Like, I hope. I'm like, I hope it's not offensive. It might be. Let's go for it. Can I talk about the thing that happened to me recently? It's been a big week for me. A huge week for me. Sissy That Walk Gate.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
So I'm adding, well, this is like on to like this rant. I'm adding gate to the end of everything, like Watergate, Pizzagate, Elsagate.
Wait, isn't Pizzagate like the child sex trafficking?
Yes,
ring?
But like it's like a big thing. So like
Elsagate.
Elsagate is when it would like be a child. Wait, it would be like a YouTube video of like Elsa being like, "Hi, I'm Elsa," and then it would be like a man being like, "Die, die, child, die," okay. And then like it was scaring a bunch of kids. Anyways, this is Sissy That Walk Gate. Now, I live in West Hollywood, the home of the Yas and the Queen.
Yas!
Every day I wake up, I open my curtains, and
wait,
I just
queen
hear...
Queen who?
The Queen.
What queen?
The queens that are coming for the throne. They're still waiting.
What specific queen could enter such a place?
Me. I'm the queen. Anyways, I live in West Hollywood. Oh, Queen Hagima.
Yeah,
that's, like, different.
You.
We should wait for that for
well,
Spencer.
Well, no, I just wanted to, like, get clarification. I didn't really know what we were talking about, so I was checking.
Anyways, so I woke up, I put on a cute outfit, and it was, like, kind of out there. It wasn't actually, like, crazy or anything. Like, I literally have,
it
like...
It was a moment. You sent me, and I was like, wow. Okay.
But I've, like, cinched a Bud Light costume and, like, worn heels to, like, a Halloween party. But,
vibe.
Like, it still feels crazy. Anyways, so I was, like, in my new outfit, and... My outfit. And I was walking to the gay coffee shop that's in, like, right near me. And if you don't know this, there is a gay coffee shop in West Hollywood. Isn't that crazy? Who would have thought?
Not me.
In 2022, we would have gay coffee shops.
You're only allowed to go in if you're gay?
Yeah. You have to go in. Well, it depends. Cool. I threw milk at an ace phobe there the other day.
Can allies go in?
Allies can go in.
But are they not allowed to buy anything?
You have to wear poppers. Or you have to wear poppers. You have to bring poppers, though. Okay. It's like bartering. It's a barter system. Anyways,
so
I'm walking.
Brittany could go?
Brittany could go.
If she brings poppers.
Yeah.
I'll tell her.
Okay. I'm walking, and I just hear, and this actually, I'm not kidding, this moment changed my life. I've been, like, living off this high. Like, you know when people, like, go to the woods and do, like, ayahuasca? Like, I feel like I went to the woods and did ayahuasca, and I just had, like, an awakening moment these past couple days, because as I was walking...
Girl, you buy a pair of Doc Martens to go to a gay coffee shop, and it's ayahuasca?
Yes! Yes, that is my version of ayahuasca. Anyways, and I hear... from the corner as I'm strutting. Also, this story sounds fake. It's literally not. I promise you. I'm trying to find this
sounds
girl.
Sounds like saying that somebody high kicked in Ulta. You heard that? She's like, and that. Then he did a high kick. And everyone's like, girl, what?
The game.
But he actually did. Like, she got a video of it. He actually, like, high kicked in Ulta. Like, she was like, what should I get? And he's like, yes!
Okay. So, anyways, so I'm walking and I hear, Sissy That Walk, honey. And let me tell you.
I can, like, see
It was like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, you know, in a movie where like they find out they're like getting into a school or something. Cause that only happens in movies.
What, college?
Yeah, that only happens in movies. Cause that's not realistic to my life. Like the world like went in slow motion. Like I heard it like echoing in my ears and I was like, oh my gosh, like Sissy That Walk, honey. Like, oh my, I'm starting the Sissy That Walk Foundation because the impact that that one phrase, the impact that that phrase had on my life.
You I came felt over confident. With a glow.
I felt confident. I felt sexy. I felt rich. I am that bitch. I was going to go get my bag and I was not going to take any
what, like,
shit.
What face did you make?
I said, okay, you know, like Amy Winehouse when she finds out like she's getting the Grammy and she's like, it was like I accepted an award. Like I was absolutely buzzing. Like
you
I was.
Have to use Amy Winehouse to compare someone yes. telling you to Sissy Your Walk.
Yes, yes, yes. Like it was like I was gifted a fucking Grammy. Like it was amazing.
Something about you, like deciding you're gonna start saying something new is like the energy of when James Charles started saying the house.
So I have this really fun phrase, or like Tana Mongeau trying to say dizzy. Like, girl, Tana, no one's saying that shit.
Send
girl.
Us some dizzy wine, though.
No one, she has dizzy wine.
It's coming out. Where okay, the well, fuck have you been?
Like, not looking.
You haven't been keeping up with Tana Mongeau's every move.
I'm not following the dizzy brand account.
I'm not either.
Oh, you're just in the know. Anyways. Thank you to the queen that said Sissy That Walk, Henny, because it changed my life.
Something really exciting happened to me.
What?
It made me almost cry. Something is mentally fucking wrong. I need a therapist because of this.
Wait. I just realized like what you're about to say, and it's me saying Sissy That Walk, and that changed my life, and then you saying this, and this,
I think this was my, well, in the past week, I've had about 3 wake-up calls of, like, maybe it's time to get a therapist. This was probably the first one. Someone prank called me, and I almost started crying because I was like, wait, no one's ever prank called me. And then I was like, wait, someone's thinking of me, and they wanted to prank call me. Tears in my eyes. Tears in my eyes. Somebody thought about me and wanted to prank. Nobody's ever prank called me.
Are you kidding me?
No one's I can talk about it. That's why I need a therapist. Nobody's ever prank called me. I always would pray for it. I'd be like, please.
Always pray for
it. Because all my friends got prank calls. All my friends would get prank called, and I'd be like, well, what about me? And then somebody prank called me, and it was for like 4 minutes. I was so happy. Basically, I like, yeah. Sorry. Anyways, yeah, so I just have never had that experience.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I just was really happy because they kept going too, and they didn't even care. I was like, oh my God, I was guessing who it was, and they said, I don't need a Zanny, Yanny, Yanny, Oral. And it was really funny. I never figured out who it was, but thank you, whoever prank called me, thank you, you changed my life. The second warning sign of like, maybe you should get a therapist was when I cried when JoJo...
Wait, let's preference this. We drove 2 hours all the way to Bakersfield, California.
We begged everyone to drive us so we could get drunk.
Yeah, no one would DD us to JoJo Siwa. We saw her in concert. It was life-changing. She is actually so inspiring, genuinely, like one of the hardest working people ever in the entire world.
I wish I was 10.
She's a boss-ass babe who does not let social economic inequality get the best of her.
You can't get Elton John tickets? Go see JoJo.
It's the same. Bitch, literally, she's coming back like a boomerang. Literally, she just wants to dance, hold the drama. I love her.
And every girl is a
supergirl. Yeah. She sang this song called Every Girl's a Supergirl, and Emmy saw little girls dancing to it.
That sounds creepy.
That's not creepy.
I just was thinking, like, if I were 10 and I heard Every Girl's a Supergirl from my queen JoJo, I would, like, have a problem and think I was a supergirl.
You are a supergirl. Every girl is.
I'm wearing my Skims right now. I can't really breathe.
You said, let me put on my extra small Skims and put on a large sweater that doesn't make a difference.
My Skims.
You're wearing a sweater. Why do you have
this? I don't wear my Skims to, like, shape. Do I ever wear, like, tight clothing?
I'm wearing my Skims for me, not for
anybody else. Yeah, I am wearing my Skims for me, not for anyone. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, Kimmy. Me and her are close. I'm wearing the Skims that Kimmy gave me. I just want to feel confident and, like, have a good day.
You turn into Grimes again.
When I'm drunk, I turn into Grimes. I don't even mean to.
You mean you just get a lisp?
Yeah. Everyone got mad at me. I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
Well, I guess I didn't think about this. I was doing a Grimes impression because in my head it was just like a Grimes impression. But then I was being told that that's not right to make fun of someone's speech impediment. But also, like, I had speech impediments. I still kind of do. Everyone was making fun of how I was saying certain words in my song. They're all like, why'd really? You say it?
Mm-hmm. Wait, speaking of that, the song came out. We haven't even, it's been that long, girl.
Everyone go stream Stupid Big Teeth. Go stream. Great song. Good stuff makes me feel like a powerful little girl. It makes me feel like a girl in a super world. What is it? Every girl's a super world. Every girl's a super girl.
Francois, like, get your ass back in here. You're not leaving us, Miss Wah. Oh, also our guest today is Miss Wah.
Miss Wah. Miss Wah.
No, it's not time for you Wah. Yet. You can keep going.
Miss Wah.
Miss Wah. Nah.
Miss Wah's got a feisty too today.
You better not take away Miss Wah's sparkle. Wait, okay. So I've been, like, doing this thing recently, like, along with the Sissy That Walk Gate, that I thought was manifesting, and then I realized it was just, like, me, like, putting myself down, like, really, like, what? Badly. Okay, so, like, I was...
Wait,
okay.
We should hang them, like, 21 Pilots and be like, yeah. I'm gonna talk like this the rest of the time.
Okay, so I was, like, feeling really sad because, like, I don't look like some of these, like, really hot people on social media. Actually, I wasn't, like, that sad about it, but I was like, damn, like, I kind of don't like the way I look ever. And then I was like, you know what? Like, the way to, like, combat that is to accept it. And so I was like, I just have to accept that I'm ugly instead of, like, trying to, like, tell myself, like, I also just feel like looking in the mirror and being like, you're fucking hot is literally, like,
that doesn't work.
That does not work.
If it works for you, I'm jealous.
Spencer was, like, looking around the room, terrified. Oh, he has to pee.
Oh, you can go pee.
No, but so then I started looking at myself in the mirror, and I was like, it's okay that you're ugly. It's okay that you're ugly, and it's okay that,
well,
like...
that's not the solution either.
Well, I thought it would be, like, me accepting it, but it was just me looking at myself, calling myself fat and ugly in the mirror for, like, 15 minutes, and then I was like, wait, this, like, doesn't feel good, like, after, like, the fourth day of me doing it. And I thought it was gonna, like, make a big difference, because I thought it was just, like... I have to accept that I look this way. What?
I think
everyone in the room just left.
I think I treat the way that I look as, like, an art project and don't view myself in a human sense, if that makes any sense, which is good and bad. Good, because I never go on Instagram and, like, ugh, fucking wish I looked like that. Like, I think I'm pretty cool. But I don't know how to explain this. I think the image that I don't know how to say it. Whatever. Basically, I'm just one big art project for myself, and I literally, like, will take Instagram pictures and be like, that one looks fucking awful. I love it. Like, I'm like, that is awful.
I like looking fucked up, too, though.
I'm like, oh, that, I don't like it, so I do like it. Like, I look bad in that, yeah. But I think it's, I'd rather post something where I think I don't look as good as I can, because then it's like, okay, well, now people can see that.
I like, don't mind looking fucked up. I think that, like, think if I'm cool. Not going to be hot, I might as well look fucking weird. Like, in a way. But, like, not, that is not, like, me, like, what's the word? Like, putting myself down. Like, I think it's cool if I, like, look a little fucked up.
I wish I could, like, look at the Insta baddies and be, like, just have a brain that's, like, I wish I looked like that and try to look like that. But something in my brain is, like, no, you're an art project. And
I think that's, like, better for your mental health, though.
Well, no, because I don't view myself as a person. I literally view it as, like, I am working on this this thing. This is a canvas, and I'm working on it, and I can put it out. But that's not me. That's how I view it. Which I guess maybe. So it's probably, like, better than being like, oh, I need to look like this now, and I'm an Insta baddie.
Like, work out and starve myself.
I'm my own Insta baddie girl. We met iCarly. Did you say Carly? I thought you did.
Oh, wait. Let's wait for Spencer.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. We didn't meet iCarly.
I want to talk about how when I was younger, I really wanted to do the Black Beatles challenge. Is that what it's called? That girl is a real.
Is it the mannequin challenge?
Oh, mannequin challenge. This song is Black Beatles. I literally wanted to do the mannequin challenge so badly, and I had no friends, and then I went to a Christian school, and they were like, we're doing the mannequin challenge, but they wouldn't even let us use the song because it was like a Christian school, and it was, they like swore in the song. So it literally was all of us like posing like in the middle of the church, and it was, the music was like, dum, 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 dum. And then I was like really pissed off because like I was looking forward to doing the mannequin challenge all day. I was also 17, and I was really mad because I just wanted to do the mannequin challenge.
Do you remember the shift in the world? Well, two shifts in the world, when the Harlem Shake started and when Gangnam Style came
Bitch,
out.
I tried to have a Harlem Shake party. Okay. And no one showed up. Like, no one showed up to my Harlem Shake party, and I actually was like,
you can have another one, I'll go.
I was like on the edge. Like, I wanted to have a Harlem Shake.
Was it at your house?
Yeah.
I was gonna cry.
I was gonna have it like in my room. Elena Zaldambidi never.
Who the
responded.
Fuck did you invite?
Elena Zaldambidi, Reed.
You invited Elena Zaldambidi and Reed.
And they didn't want to do it. Actually, they might have, and I might have just like, I don't know. I feel like okay. I think what actually happened was that I really wanted to have a Harlem Shake party, and then like I planned it out for so long that it was like so far. It was like 3 months like later because I was just like planning, and I was like, what do I do? And I was just gonna have people like in my room because I was like, we don't need a lot of space. Like, it's a Harlem Shake party. Like, everyone's.
Oh,
just
so you were
be,
just
like,
gonna film a video?
I don't really know what I was thinking. I just wanted to do the Harlem Shake, and I didn't have anyone to do it with me.
I remember there's only two songs I specifically remember coming out. I used to listen to the radio every morning, like getting ready for school.
I did too.
There was two songs that like I remember coming out, and I heard it for the first time on the radio, and I was like, my life has changed. One of them being Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus. I literally had a freak out. I was like, this is best day of my life. Second one being Gangnam Style by Psy. It was Elvis Duran in the morning show, and he's like, this is a new song.
Dang, I used to love that, but my mom wouldn't let me listen to him sometimes because he was inappropriate. I remember doing that when my dad was like listening to this rock station, and then they were
my
like...
My dad listened to Howard Stern in the car.
Wait, my dad was listening to the rock station, and they were like, brand new, and it was Chocolate by the 1975. Crazy. And I was like shit, like what's this song, like I couldn't hear it, so I like went to my like notes app and I was like writing down the lyrics like as I was listening to it to like Google it when I got back
you
home.
Could understand what Maddie Healy was saying in that.
I was like, I was about chocolate. It was hard, but I made it work and I found it.
I didn't know, like when I first heard that song, I heard the word, I don't even know what I heard. I heard girl hitting on a pantyhose.
We're gonna hit on my bagel. Wait, are we, like, not allowed to sing songs on here?
Oh, because I sound just like Maddie Healy, then I think it's real.
That happened with Larry and Ariana Grande. Larry was, like, singing Ariana Grande, and she flagged the video.
Sounds exactly
Larry
like
Ariana
her.
Grande.
Sounds exactly like her.
I want to get Larry's Loaded Mac. Everyone.
I never finished my Psy thing, because.
Sorry.
I don't know what the rest was now, but it did, what's the word?
Shift the world.
Well, it did shift the world, but it also made me think of, like, driving to school in the morning, and my.
Gangnam Style.
Yeah, because like the radio, and then Howard Stern, but
Howard Stern loved
sometimes.
The
well, sometimes, most of the time, my neighbor would drive me to school, and he almost ran me. Well, he kind of did. He hit me with his car, but he also ended up being a pedophile.
I remember that. Classic.
Both of my neighbors, double Damn. Whammy, boom boom. Well, no, one of them was just a guy that was staying. He didn't live there.
A guy that was staying there. I was like, what?
Yeah. There was also a pedophile on the other street, and everyone, like, you know, you have to be like, I'm a pedophile. You got to walk around.
You have to walk around with like a shirt that says, I'm a pedophile?
No, like, you have to go to your neighbor's doors and be like, oh, I'm, like, a registered offender.
You have to do that?
I guess, because that...
Like, that makes sense, but, like...
Yeah, but we had one.
Ew.
Well, we had a few.
Damn.
I'm... Never
I
met.
Remember there's a website, and I used to, like, freak myself out when I was, like, 12. And I'd, like, look it up in my area.
On Christmas, me and my cousins would...
On Christmas?
That's the only time we hung out.
Are you kidding? two Christmases in a row, you looked up where the pedophiles in your area were?
I was, like, 8. I don't really, like, know what we were doing. Like, I just remember, like, ooh, I'm scared.
You're like, Merry Christmas. And in the fucking basement, you were like, sexoffenderlist.com.
My uncle, like, thought I was 12 and gave me a hairbrush for Christmas and, like, doesn't know my name. And then I go downstairs and, like, search pedophiles.
Merry Christmas. Okay, I think it's time for Ms. Wah to make her grand entrance. Okay, we have to set up a little bit, but we will get back to you in a minute.
And today, Miss Wah.
We have our first guest in a while.
Miss Wah.
Miss Wah. Come in, Miss Wah. Yes. Hey, Miss Wah.
Wires, Miss Wah.
I'm sorry.
You're knocking over wires, girl.
I didn't mean to. Oh my god, everyone's gonna talk about my fucking posture.
Oh my god, the comments on my Euphoria one.
Yeah, don't talk about my fucking posture, bitch.
Holy shit, I feel like HOH collection.
I'm like yelling at people and they haven't even said anything.
They aren't even mad at you yet.
They haven't even said anything.
This will come out in like a couple
months. The fucking comments were like, oh my god, like I used to sit like that.
They literally were calling me a cockroach.
They were calling me a cockroach.
What?
They called me a cockroach. All the comments were a fucking cockroach emoji. And they're like, that's how you sit. And now I'm like self-conscious.
Yeah, that's really fucked up. We have some questions for you today.
Well, first let's introduce her. This is Spensoir. If you don't know, Spensoir is a TikTok sensation. Best known.
A star.
Literally. Best known for her public pranks.
What?
What? I've done so... What the actual...
Oh, wait. Yeah. Sorry, got on a little too late.
I was just saying words. How do you feel, like, today?
Scared.
Spensoir just recently moved to LA, too.
Yeah, I did.
Are you excited about that?
Yeah. Like, I don't know what to say. Oh, my God, it touched my lip. Sorry.
Okay.
Anyways, we have...
What's your favorite color?
Yeah, we have questions for you.
Okay.
Number one being, what's your favorite color?
I don't have a favorite color. I like them all. I feel like the colors I like change. They change. I like autumn themed colors.
In a moment.
My eyes change color.
Orange. Okay. Like I like orange.
I like orange. What shade though? Burnt.
No, I don't like the burnt one. I
kindergarten.
Like, what? I don't know. Like a vibrant, pretty orange.
Like kindergarten.
Are you stressed? Okay, like kindergarten.
Okay. Thank you.
Why are you stressed? Next question. Do you think being gay has made your life harder? If so, why?
What the hell? I don't know. I mean, I did go to Catholic school.
How was that?
I was an altar boy.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. She was serving at the altar.
Yeah. I actually fell asleep while altar serving on Easter. And
you should have been altar living.
The priest kept calling my name, and then someone had to go up for me with the book. Oh, and there was also this time when I was altar serving, there was a bug on the wall, and I didn't know what to squish it with. And we had bells for like the song Gloria. It would be like Gloria the ring, and I didn't know what to squish it with, so I took the bell and smashed it against the wall. And my mom literally got so mad. I mean, everyone was kind of like, what the fuck, you know? Because it's like really quiet. And
that's
like,
really embarrassing for you.
Yeah, I know.
My mom used to make me go to church, and she would actually be more inappropriate than me, honestly.
I've never been to a Catholic church unless it was for a funeral for someone I didn't know, and it was like really awkward because then they started like singing and I started laughing when I was like 8.
Some guy farted during like the church thing, like the talking.
The church
before
thing.
Before the bread. He like farted and my mom started laughing so hard that she was crying and it made me cry laugh, and we were both being like a little too loud because we both like actually have really obnoxious laughs and we had to leave.
Next question.
What's your favorite animal?
Cat.
Okay.
Okay. Next question.
Meow.
Sorry. Have you ever gone to the mental hospital?
Do you want me to get
so,
it?
Yeah, no, you got this.
No, I
have
not.
Have you ever gone to a mental hospital? If so, could you list off the mental illnesses that you have?
No, I have not.
Are you sure?
I've never been to
You don't have to lie.
I've never been to one. No, I haven't.
Okay.
What mental illnesses
you missed the second part of the question.
Which ones do I have?
Yeah.
Oh my god, please.
No, it's okay. Like,
we're like an NBA player who just won the basketball tournament.
No, I feel like you're gonna hit me with them. Oh my god, wait, sorry. I mean, do we really wanna have me list off all the mental illnesses that I have
to, actually?
Yeah. Oh, that were given to me by my psychiatrist?
Yeah.
And the ones you made up.
Okay.
We'll cut it out, don't worry.
Okay, so generalized anxiety disorder.
Ew. No, lame.
Okay, thanks, guys.
No, keep going. Keep going.
Well, ADHD, Loser. That's not a mental illness. God. It's not a mental illness. It's just ADHD, okay. OCD.
Ew. Oh, God. So you're really not normal.
Okay.
You are being really weird right now.
Yeah, wait. You're kind of freaking us out.
What the fuck? Like what? We thought we were having a normal guest today.
I don't want to continue. Like, I don't know.
What's your favorite ice cream?
Yeah. Butter pecan.
Oh. What's the most traumatizing moment in your life? Don't be afraid to trauma dump.
We're friends here.
Oh, my God. Oh, probably when my third grade teacher literally said out loud that if Hitler were sorry for his sins on his deathbed, he would go to heaven. But if you were gay and you weren't sorry, you'd go to hell. She literally said, she was like, if he turned himself over to God on his deathbed, then he would go to heaven.
Oh, are you liking L.A.?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part about it? Like, how was the move?
The move was okay.
It wasn't, like, great. It was just okay.
It was okay. What do you mean?
You're
like, the
being boring, Spencer. Like, we need, like...
What the actual fuck?
I'm kidding. The comments are going to, like, dissect our friendship and, like, make us
think
that we
all hate each
other.
When everyone made it a battle of the gay people that Emmy's friends with.
Oh,
holy
my God.
Shit.
That was insane.
It was like... Well, looks like Emmy replaced Ian with Spencer. Who's next?
I was like coughing up a fucking lung with COVID, and everyone was like, "So you know Emmy hates you now, right?" And I was like, "I was like, what? Okay."
You have to do the next one.
What are you actively doing to stopping world hunger? Like, actively. Are you a good person is what we're trying to, like, figure out.
Well, I don't really know what one person can do to end world hunger.
Like, a lot,
hunger.
If you, like, think about it. Like, that's why you're supposed to be figuring it out.
Well...
we know what we're doing. We won't tell you because you have to figure out your own way.
Yeah,
okay,
like,
well,
steal our ideas.
Can I just say that I'm still working on it? Like, is that a plausible, like, good answer?
Working on what?
Ending world hunger. I don't know how to end world hunger. I don't know. Like, what? Like, how do I
figure it out?
You don't have anything you've done that you can even think of? Like, you're not
actively,
I have a spreadsheet.
Oh, my God. Can I? When I go to CVS, it always says, do you want to round up? And I always round up.
That's fucking fake. That's for tax breaks, girl.
Okay, then I'm going to.
Wait,
are you serious?
You didn't know that? No, companies. Okay, so at the end of the year, you know, like in December where they're like, oh, donate to this hospital, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's because they're making a donation on your behalf.
Or
because
it's the Christmas season and they want to give back.
No. It's because at the end of the year when they're doing their
taxes.
Well,
it's not December and I did it for Taco Bell a week ago.
Okay, well, the tax season isn't over. But basically, it'll be like round up. So then a bunch of people round up all this money and then Taco Bell's like, here's us donating money, but it's actually your money. And so then they get their taxes cut because they made the donation.
Okay, well, fuck you, CVS, and fuck you, Taco Bell.
Well,
for fucking
Taco Bell, give me a chalupa.
Okay.
Sorry. So
you're like, fuck you, CVS. You go and they like don't let you get your Adderall. They're like, we actually saw you saying this.
Who's your favorite member of One Direction? Is it Louis? If not, why?
My favorite member of One Direction.
Yeah, yeah. Like, is it Louis? And if not, why?
It was Liam Payne. Because
it wasn't Louis.
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, I didn't have a crush on Louis. Oh.
How do you feel about Louis Armstrong?
The astronaut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay! Like, good
do
job.
Do you like the brand Louis Vuitton?
I don't own anything from them, so I
why?
Can't, like,
why? You don't like the brand Louis Vuitton?
Alright. So, okay. You guys are sick and fucking twisted.
Why?
Why?
Because I don't have the money to, but are we like... I don't know.
The money to what?
Buy Louis Vuitton. I have
to
pay
buy
right
what
now.
Vuitton?
Stop it! Like, actually, you guys are sick and twisted.
Okay, fine. We'll stop.
Sorry.
Like, what the fuck?
The next is just the next thing that I sent you, Emmy, is just like different things to talk about.
Oh wait, yeah. I have one more question.
Yeah.
Okay. How does it feel to be the head barb?
Oh my God, no! Because I will get destroyed on Twitter.
You are the head barb, girl.
Keep going.
No, I'm not. That's N Mills and Emma Lou.
Don't forget Brittany.
Oh, and Brittany Broski.
Pull up in the Sri Lanka.
Girl, go piss.
Go piss, girl. Gossip girl.
How do you feel about being the head barb, actually? And what's your favorite Nicki song as head barb?
I'm not.
What the fuck?
I'm not answering any of those questions because I am scared of the Nicki stans on Twitter.
Should we wait for Emmy?
Yeah, sure.
What should we do? This is like kind of awkward.
Yeah. Because like, me and Ian don't like each other.
We also like don't really talk unless we're with Emmy.
Yeah.
She's kind of like the head like fag hag.
Yeah.
And like when we're all together, we don't really know what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Why do I feel like you're fisting this cup? I want to try. I'm going to do some ASMR. Emmy is peeing right now. Go, Biss girl. Now I'm going to be doing some inaudible whispers.
Hello, everybody. Guess what we have today?
We're making money.
We're making some
dollars.
Dollar bills, some coins. And we have an ad. Our first ad is
of
from
the new year.
Every plate of the new year, yes. Experience full plates and fuller wallets with America's best value meal kit. Meal planning can feel like one more item on the endless to-do list. Every plate provides easy to follow recipe cards and pre-portioned ingredients so you can spend less time prepping and cooking and more time enjoying good food with family or loved ones. Let Every Plate plan, shop, and deliver everything you need to cook a delicious meal at a delightful price. Okay. I just want to say I use Every Plate and I'm obsessed. I can't cook. I can't clean. Like,
it's also nice if you live alone or with one other person and don't want to be shopping for an entire family.
I always, that's like how you shop. Thank you so much, Every Plate. And if you want to try Every Plate, you can try it for just $1.79 per meal, which is exciting. Go to everyplate.com and enter the code HELP179.
Help!
Help! Thank you, Every Plate.
Why is there all of our codes like, help?
It's like, yeah.
And now we're going to talk about a special little thing. Do you have pubes?
Me
I
too.
Do. If you don't, lucky you. But if you do, ever heard of Manscaped?
Do you ever sit there and you think,
ooh, I got a lot of pubes.
I can braid this shit. I do. But with Manscaped, that's no longer a problem. They have trimmers. They have shavers.
I actually shaved with Manscaped last night. They actually...
Your legs were soft. Was that Manscaped?
Yeah, it was. It has like this protective razor thing. I'm not even joking. I've used like a whole bunch of razors in my life. And like I always...
You had the gay green one and that was
I
not
did.
Cutting it.
No, but like I'll use the razors and don't get me wrong. Like they work. It's just like I always get like razor bumps and they hurt. And I also get like ingrown hairs.
Okay.
So with Manscaped, they have this like protective thing on it. I don't even know what the fuck it is. Yeah, they have a guard. But then like if you take the guard off, you can also just like... shave without the guard, and I've never gotten like a cut or like a nit. And then after you shower, bitch, they have like a ball tone, like you know, like toner for your face. They have it for your testicles, and then they also have a testicle conditioner, and it smells so good.
I need to condition my testes.
No, like you literally, like you can wash your testicles with the conditioner, and when I tell you it smells,
can you give us
so
a tutorial?
Wait, is it conditioner to make your pubes soft?
No, it makes your like your skin soft. Yeah, you do.
Sorry, I don't go look at balls all day. Like.
I can show you mine. You never want to see it.
Manscaped.
Well washed. Manscaped.
Shave your pubes now.
Promo code need help.
Go to manscaped.com and get all your pube needs.
So Spencer, you got abducted by aliens.
What the fuck?
Tell us a little about this.
We want to know because
where, when, why,
I might not be like the most alien anti, but I don't know if I'm an alien truther.
You don't think aliens are real?
I don't want to think about it.
Actually, I was approached by this girl named Angel the other day. I just smacked my face.
I love like, stories.
And she literally pulled me aside and was like, you astral projected out of your body and your psyche is so strong and you don't realize it. And I was like, okay, cool.
And you trusted Angel?
Yeah, I trusted. I trust her with my life.
Who is she?
I don't know. Some girl I met.
You can't trust someone you don't know.
Where did you
life?
Meet her?
I don't want to say because like, I don't want to get like.
Was it a party?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was at a party.
And you met a girl named Angel.
Yes, I met a girl.
You asked her.
Okay, in my defense,
what's your defense?
I was at a party, and I didn't really know anyone there except one person. It was actually after I went to Saddle Ranch. I went to Saddle Ranch, and then I went to like this party in the hills at this huge house. Oh, it was after I stole.
You don't have to say
it's
in
the hills. The house was.
Oh, well, anyway. It's not your house, Spencer. You don't need to flex
it. It was a scary party. I'm not even going to lie. It was very like straight. So I went to the refrigerator and I put a whole bunch of stuff in my bag because I was like, if I'm going to leave, like I might as well like leave having taken something from this. And if it's not like mentally something, it has to be like objects. So I took stuff from the fridge and then I found a whole bunch of gay people there and I was handing them White Claws that I stole from the fridge.
If I had a party and I went to my fridge and my ham and cheese was gone, there's going to be a dead
man. No. I only stole alcohol.
Ham and cheese? Yeah.
I only stole alcohol. I stole a bottle of wine, like a big bottle, and then like half a case of White Claws.
How old are you?
Anyway, so then I
can you sing us a song?
Wait, afterwards you are still singing, right?
Wait, let me finish the story. My brain can only process so much at once. So this girl named Angel, while it was like literally like inside this fridge stealing White Claws.
I know, I thought that too.
You took a little Alice in Wonderland little
No, no, she was like, she told me that I astral projected out of my body. But the real story, I think.
Did she know you? Did you tell her any prior context?
No, she just said that she saw my video while everyone was commenting under it that I'm literally insane.
Okay, girl, if I was like drunk dissociating at a party and someone told me that I astral projected, I probably would believe them too.
Okay, can I finish how I was abducted? Or
yes, tell us the story. Give us a rundown.
It was like I was in the second or third grade. I'm not really sure.
Wait, I thought this happened recent.
No, I was little.
Girl,
I was a child.
You need to add one more mental illness to that
what
list.
What the fuck? No, I kept telling my mom we had just moved into this. We just moved, and I kept telling my mom that there were people watching me through the window.
I fucking told my mom that I'd be institutionalized.
No, I kept telling my mom that there were people watching me through my window, and my mom was like, "No, Spencer, there's literally no one there. It's your grandparents watching you from heaven, or my grandpa watching me from heaven." And I was like, "Okay, I believe you." And then I went to sleep one night. And I literally woke up and it felt like I was being pulled out of my fucking body. And I shit you not, I wake up in this random house. Like, I'm literally like, where the fuck am I? So I walk.
Are you having like a sleep paralysis?
Okay, so I'm literally, I wake up in this random bedroom. It's not mine. And I was like, holy shit, I've been kidnapped. So I walk down these stairs and I see this family and they're at a table. It was a mom, dad, and son. And like, it's all like blurry, but basically like the mom walked up to me and I was like, where the fuck am I? And she was like, you're home.
Girl, that was the other family.
And like, I was like, and I literally was like, this is not my home.
Wait,
like, what
is
are
this
you
when you
about?
Just moved into a new house?
Yes.
Bitch, it's the other mother. It's Coraline.
No, but then they brought me outside and it was like literally in this like glass, like donut dome.
Spencer, have you seen Coraline?
Yes, I have.
Okay, this is like the battle of the idiots because Spencer's talking about aliens, and your dispute is that it's not aliens, and that he's actually in the movie Coraline.
So I'm not joking. No, no. But then I looked up and I was like, "What is this place?" And they were like, "This is home." And I was like, "No, that's home." And I look up and it was Earth. I'm not joking. I can't make this up.
I believe
and
you.
Next thing I fucking know, they were like, "You have to go home now." So then they like put me on this balcony.
Did you ever go back?
No.
So you...
Oh, but here's what's really scary. Like, the weeks following it, I had, like, massive bloody noses. Like, really bad. I almost had to get my nose cauterized.
What's the crystal they put in it?
They're going to put quarters in your nose?
Cauterize. It's when they burn your nostrils to, like, make it stop bleeding.
I got diamonds.
What the fuck?
You have diamonds in yours?
The comments are going to be like, wow, Spencer just wanted to open up about his alien encounter, and Emmy and Ian are being disrespectful.
Like, y'all
really
know
are.
How this is.
You really are.
Okay, and then tell us about how you got dragged down the stairs by a demon.
Oh, my God.
No,
I believe this one more.
I believe the demon one. Spencer cannot
catch
a break.
Weren't you wearing
a
raincoat? Or am I mixing up Pennywise?
You're mixing up Pennywise.
Oh, fuck. Okay, go.
Are we talking about how I, like, was actually possessed?
Yeah.
And had to have, like, a whole Reiki master perform shit on me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just moved into a new home. Like, that's crazy. It always happens
how
when I
move. How many homes, girl?
Well, when I was... Okay, well,
wait, this has happened more than once?
Moving?
No, getting possessed by a demon.
No, only once.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry that I asked.
Okay, so my mom and I, we just moved. Well, we didn't really move. We lived in a duplex, and then we just, like, moved next door because it was, like, renovated. Anyway, so we... This is overstimulating.
Sorry.
So we move into like the next door, and while we're there, this is actually really fucking scary. I literally saw a man in my room and I was panicking because I thought someone broke in. I have so many fucking stories there. I saw a man in my room and I'm pretty sure it was this guy who shot himself down the street from me. I saw.
Why was he in your room?
Yeah, I made that. Yeah. I made that.
You didn't make me one.
For the audio listeners, Emmy was pointing to a
ankle bracelet.
Anklets. Yeah, and I'm just pointing at it because Ian's never made me one. So
I don't think Ian knows how to make one.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, or else he probably would have made me one by now.
Wait, what were we talking
this
about?
While tell her
yeah,
story.
Sorry.
Okay, do you want to hear the events that like came up to?
Yes. Okay, so you saw a man.
Okay,
who
no,
shot himself.
Real talk. I saw this man in my room. We were just moving in, and I literally ran downstairs. I told my mom someone broke in, and she was like, "Okay." So my mom's a bad bitch, and she grabbed a knife and went upstairs. There was no one in my room. She checked.
You.
Everywhere, like she literally checked everywhere, and then the like following week our basement flooded and the landlord came, and I basically was telling him about how I saw a man in my room just for like shits and gigs.
How old were you?
I was in the seventh grade,
so like 12.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't even like 13 yet, and I'm telling him about like this man in my room. I can't even like describe it, but I basically was like, yeah, he was wearing like these like really heavy boots and like these baggy jeans, but I didn't see his face. And I'm like describing this man, and he was like, what? And I was like, re-described it to him. He was a sheriff, by the way. Our landlord was a sheriff. And he basically looked at me and was like, did you hear a gunshot down the road the other day? Mind you, I'm 12. I don't know why he's telling me this. And I was like, yeah, I actually did. I thought it was someone hunting. No, some man. It was right after school. And I remember it like it was fucking yesterday. Some man called 911 and said that there was some guy outside carrying a gun. And there were like children walking home from school. And then when the police asked him to identify and like give a description of who he was, he laughed in the phone, said, it's me, and then shot himself in the head. And then he said that I basically like described that man to a T. Mind you, the only thing I didn't see on him was his face. Like I saw everything else but his face. Then I was in my kitchen. This is in the eighth grade, in my like dining room kitchen area. And I'm looking in my hutch because I was getting a candle for my room. And in my hutch behind it, there was like a glass mirror. And I actually had a whole fucking freak out because I saw like this figure with a white cloak. And I literally thought the KKK broke into my house. I ran upstairs.
Spencer.
I'm so
you
serious.
You thought the KKK
no.
broke into your
yes,
house?
Yes, but no. It gets, like, scarier because
okay,
the next day in school, my teacher, history teacher, Mrs. Mark, we were learning about, like, my town's history. Mm-hmm. And there was a photo taken of a parade in my town. This is the next fucking day. And my house used to be a fucking firehouse. And this kid who lived across the street from me, Larry Conti, his house was like one of the first
Larry
houses.
Larry Conti boots.
No, Laura, not going to talk about Larry. I fucking hated him. He actually fell down the stairs and I laughed
you
at him.
You hate Larry?
Larry Conti. Larry Conti.
Spencer hates Larry.
That reminds me of your drama.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, never mind.
No.
Okay, wait, keep going.
Drama.
Just keep going.
Okay, anyways, long story short, the photo was of a KKK parade passing by Larry's house, and there was like a wall in the one photo, and then she was like, oh, if you like look here, like that's Spencer's house. Like my house was a fire
Ew.
Station at the time. And this brings me to how there was a one time where I was in my house on FaceTime with my close friend at the time, Layla, and I literally, all my cats, like, ran to the top of, like, my basement stairs.
Okay.
And
this is the same story, correct?
This is all, like, leading up to, like, me okay. getting, like, actually fucking possessed. All my cats ran to, like, the top of the basement stairs, and they all just, like, wouldn't move, and I was like, what the fuck is happening?
No one, your cats?
No, they all started like hissing at the stairs, and then all of a sudden I heard this. Ready? You know when you call a cat and you go, pss, 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 pss.
Yeah.
I heard that coming from the bottom of the stairs. I was like, holy shit, someone broke in.
No.
So I grabbed a knife and I ran into my fucking mom's room, and I'm hiding in the hutch. But I left the hall light on, and all of a sudden I hear whistling walking up the stairs. Like, I actually start sobbing. Call my mom, hang up the phone
on
Layla. I was alone.
Fuck.
And I see,
no.
I remember how I said I kept the hall light on. Mm-hmm. I open up this hutch. I'm literally hiding in like this cabinet in my mom's room. I open it up and I see two shoes in front of my mom's door. And I'm calling my mom sobbing. I was like, mom, there's someone broke in. You're like, you need to call the cops. And you remember how I kept telling you in the beginning how like I kept saying someone broke into the house? Because
yeah.
my mom did not believe me. So then I like literally I
hear was it like boy who cried wolf? She just
she like did not believe me.
Oh.
And she was like, I'm coming home from work. Spencer, you better be serious. So I hear my mom's car come into the driveway and I literally sprint for my life downstairs because I was like, if this man is still in the house, like I need to get out of here. I go outside and my mom's like, I'm checking the house. And like, if there's no one in here, you're in a lot of fucking trouble because I just left work for you. And I was like, okay. My mom checks the...
Me when I take CCP and she won't go.
My mom checked the
entire
house.
No, I'm just thinking, like, you're in a lot of fucking trouble if you don't do it.
My mom checked the entire house. There was no one there. And my mom said that we would know if there was someone there because we had a latch on the front door and a latch on the bottom door. So if someone left the house, the latch would be unlocked. So the only way they would be able to leave is through the mudroom door, which is where I was the entire time.
So you're crazy.
I don't fucking know. Oh, but, like, real, real talk, I ended up getting fucking possessed. Like... No, it was so bad. I literally...
What did you do? Were you like...
No, I got, like, really sick out of nowhere.
Crawling on the roof upstairs.
No. It was, like, it wasn't like that. Like, I got really, really, really sick. Like, it just happened out of nowhere. I ended up missing school for, like,
you just
2 weeks.
Ate Taco Bell and got the shits, girl.
No, I went to this place. I was where I was born. If you're from New Jersey, don't go to Chilton Hospital. They fucking suck. I went to Chilton Hospital, and they said I had post-nasal drip.
Fuck you, Chilton. Yeah.
Fuck
New
you,
Jersey
Chilton
Hospital.
I did not have post-nasal drip.
I did not have post-nasal drip. I was fucking dying. So
if you went to the doctor and they diagnosed you with being possessed by a demon.
Well, they should learn about it a little
more. A little fucking more.
Yeah. I guess.
Stay woke. No, sorry. No, so I go to the hospital. They said I had post-nasal drip, and I was like, no, I fucking don't. And I was so sick. I watched every single episode of Orange is the New Black in my living room.
Okay.
I could not sleep.
Now I'm imagining this timeline better just from you saying Orange is the New Black. Keep going.
It literally felt like whenever I was trying to sleep that there was like something sitting on my chest. It was so fucking bad. And I remember this was like the last night and I was like, Mom, I can't stay home. Like, we have to get out of this fucking house. You know what a nebulizer is?
Yes.
You know what a nebulizer
is? Asthma girlies out there.
Do you know what a nebulizer is?
You, yeah. Like, put, like, the liquid in it, and then it, like, smokes up.
Yeah, so I basically was, like, taking my nebulizer, and I'm, like, sitting in my living room, because I was, like, having a really bad asthma attack. We didn't know what the fuck was wrong with me.
Spencer was like,
no, like, actually. I feel like you're not taking me seriously.
I'm trying to listen.
I'm taking you serious.
I'm just adding little spices.
I don't feel like you believe me.
I do, but the audio listeners want to hear audibly the cat noises.
Who
they want to hear
that? Meow. You could do the sound effects without putting like the context behind them.
me when I'm
a cat meow, like just make the meow noise girl.
Okay, fine, keep going.
Okay, so I'm sitting in my living room and I'm not even joking. Ooh, I saw this like I saw a black figure rise out of the floor in my fucking living room.
Wait, I need context. Was it like wood flooring or carpet?
It was at the time carpet.
And was the figure like snatched?
Did it come out of the little carpet spot?
What?
Was the figure like snatched?
No, it looked like a black skinny figure that like touched my ceiling.
So it was snatched.
I started sobbing and I tried screaming for my mom and she didn't hear me. So then I see... I'm not even joking. I think it was...
No,
like,
I actually do believe you. Keep going.
My mom had the attic fan on. Her door was closed and her fan was on. So she did not hear me. Also, I literally could not yell. So I'm like saying like, Mom! And I couldn't... No, because I can't breathe.
Oh, okay.
And then I saw these yellow figures running up and down my stairs.
That's why I thought it was a raincoat.
Yeah.
Oh.
We found that they were like firefighters because my house was like a...
So you told me this!
Yeah. And I literally could not... like turn on the light. I was so scared, so I threw a pillow at the light switch. I did it twice. The first pillow missed. Second pillow actually hit the light switch.
Sly.
I'm crawling up the stairs. I bang on my mom's door. My mom starts like giving me my inhaler and she's like, sleep in my room, like just relax. So I'm sleeping in my mom's room and I wake up I felt like I was out of my own fucking body. I wake up standing by my mom's window and I see like 4 black figures surrounding me in the bed and I start freaking the fuck out. Next thing I know, I wake up in bed and I ended up telling my mom like I need to get out of this house now. And she was like, okay, so she brings me to the hospital again. I ended up sleeping at the hospital overnight. Luckily, my Aunt Marion is an x-ray technician. We went to her, and she worked at a different hospital. She does an x-ray of my chest, and we found out that I had this thing called the adenon virus, and it basically attacks your bronchial glands, and because I had asthma, my bronchial glands, like literally shut almost completely, and my aunt kept telling my mom, like, don't ever bring Spencer to Chilton again. Like, if he had stayed home and didn't have the right antibiotics, like, he could have quite literally died of an asthma attack. I end up getting the right antibiotics. I'm feeling better. But, like, it just still felt off. And I was telling my mom about all the shit that I saw. And my mom was like, okay, I'm going to take you to someone who was my Aunt Harriet at the time, who also is, like, a Reiki master.
At the time, is she not your aunt anymore?
Well, I don't see her that much anymore. And she wasn't, like, blood related.
Oh, it's, like, one of, okay.
Yeah. So I ended up going to my Aunt Harriet. And when I walk in the door, she was like, what the fuck happened to you? Like, she had no context of, like, what happened. My mom just said that, like, we feel like something's off. Can we, like, come see you? And she was like, yeah, sure. And she kept asking me if I had had these, like, out-of-body experiences. Like, me being outside of my body, seeing these four black figures around me in bed. And I was like, yeah, I have. Because I used to, like, wake up in the middle of my sleep to, like, hearing people calling my name. And I'd be, like, standing next to my...
me, that happens to me now.
And I would, like, wake up standing next to my bed. And then I would just, like, wake up in the morning thinking that it was normal. And my aunt ended up telling me that I was actually, like, astro projecting out of my body.
So were you demon possessed or astro?
No. And she said when I would wake up to...
Wait, you just said no.
No, like, let me... Bitch, we'll get to it. God damn.
Whenever you say bitch, you sound like Maddie.
Oh,
from Euphoria. In the scene with Cassie.
Like, bitch.
Wait, I'm having a problem. I meant to say spike in the carpet 10 minutes ago, but I said sped, so I do apologize. I, like, stuttered, too. I said sped. No one heard me. I said sped in the... Sped, and then I stopped. And
you're just clearing the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, I used to wake up, like, next to my bed, and my aunt was telling me that I was, like, astro projecting out of my body, and I guess while I was doing that, like, something literally, she said I don't know what she was on, but she was telling me that I was, like, a beacon for dead people, and that, like, they try to talk to me in my sleep, because my mom literally always tells me that, like, I talk in my sleep, and I guess I was, like, talking to dead people, like,
no joke.
Do you
think in your past life you might have been Freddie Mercury?
Why did Freddie Mercury do that?
No, because he would have loved you.
What? Anyways, while I was outside of my body, I guess, like, some spirit was like, oh, you're outside of your body, and they, like, literally crawled in me.
No.
So my aunt had to give me this, like, special spray. She did, like, this whole Reiki thing on me.
Febreze.
No, and she literally gave me shit to put all over the entrances of my room. She was like, so now nothing can get in.
That is terrifying.
Well, did you do it at your new place?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, is that why all those things are on the door?
Yep. One of them, my aunt, like, blessed, and it was above my mom's, like, crib when she was a baby. That's why it's, like, there's an angel on it, and it's gold.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Sorry.
That was... Do you feel like you could get possessed again? For, like, our entertainment.
Actually, no. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm kidding. It's, like, these, like, liberals can't even take jokes these days. Like, I swear to God. Like... This is why you bitches need to stop putting soy in your coffee.
I don't,
because this
soy
is what happens.
I put half in.
Wait,
half.
Somebody told me I was gonna, like, grow a beard if I keep using soy milk.
Oh no, boobs! I actually,
no, boys, I thought it was boobs. Men grow boobs.
I grew boobs. I'm dead
from soy milk.
Yes, I had to go to the doctor, and he said, "Have you been, like, drinking soy milk?" Because I told him, I was like, "I
that's
feel like
a fucking slay."
I drink a lot of soy milk, and I'm not seeing anything.
Oh well, I had boobs. Bitch. Like,
I have a beard.
I like want boobs. I want a vagina. I want a queef so bad.
I was about to say I have a beard and point at you.
You'd be the beard.
Yeah, you would be the beard.
Well, I was just making whatever.
So next up on our things for Spencewat to do, do you feel sexy?
No.
Okay, I was thinking about this the other day.
I don't know what's happening.
I told you this earlier, right before we left. I was thinking the other day, I, like, don't see myself as, like, a sexual person, like, whatsoever. But I was like, okay. if I were to be a sexual person and do, like, a sexy photo shoot, what would the poses be? Because, like, for gay guys, it's either, like, just your dick is out, or it's like James Charles, where, like, he covers his, like, fake little titties. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know when gay guys, like, do, like, the fake little...
I know exactly what you mean.
So my, like, question, if you could, like, show us, like, what would your, like, sexy photo shoot poses be?
I'm ignoring this conversation.
Like, actually...
Like, what would it be? Like, you can show us if you want. Like... If you
I don't
want.
Even know how I would pose. Like, I don't feel sexy.
Like, I would, like, I feel like I would have to do, like, the James Charles hold your fake titty.
Can you show us?
Yeah, I'd be like this. I'd be like. Is
sexy.
That hot?
That's so hot.
Like.
I would see it and instantly be like, oh, wow.
Yeah, Ian, I saw that pose and I questioned whether or not it was a bottom or top.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Because, like, what do you do when you're a guy? It's so hard being.
I love the Billy pose.
What's the Billy pose?
Can someone hold my mic?
Now we're just.
We're talking Billy Uwu, right?
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're going to do.
Show us. But would your balls be out?
I knew you were going to do that. Billy has, like, these poses that, like, if you just say it's Billy, just pose, Billy pose, it's, like, five that instantly are in my head.
Mm-hmm. I, like...
Billy's so pretty.
But yeah, it's been on my mind. I think I might do an OnlyFans.
Okay.
Can I rest my... Thank you.
I want to do an OnlyFans, but I just bounce up and down and have my balls clap to, like, the beat of songs.
I feel like someone already does that, probably.
Really?
I wanted to make an OnlyFans and, like... really just like try to like go all out with it and like post like semi-nude photos on Twitter and being like subscribe to my OnlyFans and then just read like bedtime stories on my OnlyFans and people will just subscribe.
But would you
and
be
like
naked?
I'll read like what? No, I would just like
that's
read
false advertising.
I'm gonna start an OnlyFans.
I know, but like what if people like the bedtime stories?
Well then
they probably want to see some what.
I'm gonna start an OnlyFans.
Some what?
Okay.
Emmy's gonna start an OnlyFans.
No,
I was listening. I was listening.
No, because that just, like, ruined it.
No, Emmy, I'm listening.
No, I don't want to say
Emmy,
it
I'm
now.
Really sorry.
Emmy, we're listening. We're sorry.
It's too far in.
Queen Haggy Mom, please.
Sorry.
Accept our forgiveness.
You just smell really good.
Spencer bites me a lot.
I don't mean to. It just happens.
Girl, what do you mean I don't mean to?
No.
It's like my brain tells me to. It's like.
Okay, well, tell your brain not to
like
tell you.
No, she'll be like, you need to move your arm or I'm going to bite it.
Yeah, I have said that. Like, I'll be like, Emmy, you need to move your arm. I need to bite it.
Unless they're going to Emmy punches foods.
You're gonna start an OnlyFans?
I was gonna say I was gonna start OnlyFans where I only show 1/4 of my ass crack. It's the top, so it's like the bottom of my back and like this much of my ass crack coming out of my pants. That's every picture, but it's just like different pairs of pants.
What the fuck?
Wouldn't it be funny? And I could like put a coin in it one day.
Can we talk
about
how I threw
a coin right into Owen's? Oh my god! I threw a coin right into Ian's ass crack once.
Yeah, we were just having a little fun.
I don't know what just possessed me.
Oh. I never talked about Quinn's thing.
Talk about it. Let's talk about it, girl.
Now it's all three of us.
Well, Spencer can give you the badass babe motivation.
Oh no, you were part of this. I forgot to talk about this in the beginning, but like Spencer was part of this experience for me, so I'm just gonna go and talk about it.
Tell us, girl.
So I, you know what? If you're on fucking TikTok and you want to comment when I'm calling them, when I call myself, sorry, when I call myself socially anxious and you want to comment, I don't give a fuck that you have social anxiety worse than mine. Sorry, bitch. I do too. I don't give a. It's not a battle. It's not a battle.
It is a battle.
I feel like HRH collection.
No, I literally like made a TikTok once and it was like, oh, when we have social anxiety and have to have a
fake
conversation. And
annoying.
All the comments were like, you don't have it. Are you my psychiatrist or like therapist or something, you dumb bitch? No. So shut up. And if you have it, cool. Like, what do you want me to do? And like, what do you want from me? Anyways, so I like have social anxiety in certain settings, okay? And if that's not the correct word, then I am anxious socially. but anyways, so I can't go out and do things unless I have like a crutch, like I use Ian as like my security blanket for most situations, or like Spencer or David or whatever. Like I cannot go do things alone in a group setting of people that I don't know. Like I can go to Target, I can shop, but I can't go to a party. I can't go to a networking thing.
An
like,
event.
I cannot go to an event with people, okay?
Without
I can't.
People.
Yes. Well, yes and yes.
With people
the
without
people you
someone.
Don't know.
Yes.
Well, I can't even show up if I'm not going with them. I can't. I'll die. So, Quinn invites me to her birthday. Sorry, Quinn. I don't think you watch this, but if you do.
Girl, she
I
does not. But happy birthday, Quinn.
Happy birthday.
Happy
I
birthday,
love you.
Quinn.
It's also not a drag, so I don't know why I'm saying sorry. So Quinn invites me to her birthday. It was just like invite for Emmy, not invite Emmy, bring a friend. Ian was not in town, whatever. So I had to go alone, and Quinn knows a lot of really cool people that I admire and I would like to talk to. So I start panicking when I get this invite. It's also, I got the invite the day of, and I said, tonight? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay, cool. So I get this invite, and I'm like, I gotta call my mom. And I'm like crying in my kitchen. I'm like, mom, I really want to go and I can't. And my mom's like, you have to just try. I was like, I can't. I don't think I can do it. And she's like, Emmy, I know you know how to talk to people because I taught you how. I was like, girl, you did not. I love you, mommy. You did not. I'm really horrible at talking to people. But
she's like, you just got to try. And if you don't like it, you go home. And I'm like, okay, thank you, mommy. I'll do it. And then I like call a few more people and they're hyping me up. And then Billy and Spencer and Kenzie were going out. So I was like, can you guys come here first? And I can pretend that I'm going out with you guys, like drink, get my brain in the mindset of like, we're all going out as friends. So fun. But then I'll just go to Quinn's. So they come over and drink. We get ready. I'm like sweating, like shitting my pants, freaking out. And then they all leave, and I sit on the toilet and cry for 30 more minutes because I really, really wanted to go, and I knew if I went, I'd have a horrible time and, like, make a fool of myself. So I forced myself to go. I fucking hate Ubers. I hate Ubering alone, as you all know. I'm saying as you all know.
I feel like you've talked about it. I know.
Yeah, I can't Uber alone. I hate it. I don't trust anyone. So I have to Uber alone. I also drank like a Truly. Like, I'm not even tipsy because I just didn't want to get in an Uber alone, even tipsy. So I go down, and the guy's parked this close, like back to back with another car, standing outside of his car. And I was like, what are you doing? And he's like throwing trash out. And no, you're not, bitch. Don't lie to me. So I was like, can you move? And I look at his license plate and it's not the same. And he has like a paper one taped over it. And I was like, I'm canceling. That's not the same. And instead of like trying to justify anything, he makes a noise at me like, ugh, and then leaves. And I'm like, oh, sorry you couldn't kidnap me. But I was going to, like, report him, but it went away. So, like, if you got kidnapped, I'm sorry. But I order another Uber. I go. I get there. It's at this place called The Nice Guy. I've never heard of it. I didn't really know the vibes. There was no dress code, so Emmy is a pretty colorful person. I was wearing red pants and a pink shirt with polka dots on it, and I, like, felt like a girl boss.
You look so good.
Thank you.
It was a cute fit. I liked it.
Thank you. But apparently, no, it wasn't, because I walk in, it's pitch black. Everyone is in like pretty much all black. And I'm in a very bright outfit, which is already too much for me. And I'm like, I need to leave. I walk in, I'm on FaceTime with my friend Rose. And I was like, girl, I can't do this. And she's like, just go to the bathroom. So I go to the bathroom. I sit in the stall, like have some water come out of my eyes. I'm like, you got this, girl. Like, you got it. And I walk out and I see like some TikTok people I know. And like, I was like, okay, this is fine. Like, I can talk to them. And I start talking to them. And then they, like, more TikTok people that I kind of know but they knew really well came up. And I was like, oh, hi. But then they all kind of formed a circle and, like, totally left me out of it, which is fine. But, like, I'm not going to, like, shove myself
push
into this.
Into
yeah,
circle,
like, I don't care like, enough. Yeah. Like, but they all are really nice. But, like, I'm just, like, not the vibe of the night. So, like, whatever. So I go back to the bathroom because I'm like, I'm going to put a gun in my mouth. I need to leave. I text my mom. I'm like, mom, I have to go. And she was like, okay, like blah, blah, blah. So I like sit in the bathroom. I'm like, no, I'm going to try it again. And then I saw Quinn and I was like, I have to say happy birthday to Quinn. So I go say hi to Quinn. But then a man gets in my way and of course like shoves his way between me trying to say hi to Quinn to give her a hug, whatever. Then I like go to give Quinn a hug and say happy birthday. And there's this giant camera like this. And I'm like, I need to go. I say happy birthday. I go back over there. This TikTok person's, I don't think there was any harm meant behind. I just burped behind this, but they're like I was physically shaking and like I had water in my eyes, and they were like, "Oh, like I don't have social anxiety, so I don't really know how you feel, but I'm really sorry." And I was like, "Damn, that made me feel so good."
If you have anxiety, like you're acting really weird right now.
That's literally what
I kind of feel
like.
Bad.
Yeah,
let
and
me
then
crack.
Yeah, wait, let me get to that. I cannot stand when people crack their knuckles. It makes me feel like vomit's coming out of my mouth. Like I feel like I need to vomit. I cannot crack my own knuckles. I can't listen to people cracking their knuckles. I can't do it. This person's form of like, let me make Emmy feel better was to grab my hand and crack my knuckles. I thought I was gonna turn into King Kong or something and like literally start like knocking shit off the walls. Like
the Hulk was gonna come out.
I am the Hulk all the time. But I was like, have it. Like I literally was like, this is my last straw. Like I need to leave. And then they told me something about like, if you didn't crack both knuckles, like that's bad luck. So then I was like, well, you have to do the other one now because I'm gonna freak out. So like, I'm already like wanting to vomit because my knuckles were cracked. And then I was like, I have to crack the other ones because I like felt like I was gonna die because I was like, something bad's gonna happen if I don't. I'm crying if I don't crack the other ones. And I'm texting my mom. I was like, mom, I gotta go. And then she's like, I'm sorry. Like blah blah blah. Then I like leave and go home, and then the next day or 2 days after I see pictures of people that were there, and like Lil Nas was there and Hunter Schafer and Dominic Fike and like all these really cool people that I would have loved to like have any conversation with, but I actually can't do that. That's all my
you'll
story
get
was.
Them one day.
So basically, oh, and then Spencer and Billy and Kenzie came back over and we had fun.
I kind of feel sad.
Okay.
I kind of feel really no that actually that's
if you want to come around here and be like you don't have social anxiety, okay I don't know what you want me to say, like okay
she does.
That's not even what, like, just shut up. Just shut up. That TikTok pissed me off. All the comments were like, you don't actually have it, and it's, like, debilitating. Bitch, do you want to see me in high school? Do you want to?
I do.
No, you don't.
I don't.
Basically, all I have to say is I am socially space anxious. Okay. I'm, like, over it.
Actually, I do hate that, how, like, on the internet, people, like, they'll see your videos, and because you're, like, very outgoing in your videos, they, like, automatically...
I'm like, girl, this is not me, mama.
Yeah, like, they just automatically don't assume because you're on your own, that, like, you aren't anxious. Like, oh, you have a social media presence, and, like, you're so outgoing on there.
Like, that's a video.
Like, those are fucking videos in my room alone.
When people literally ask, like, people literally are basically want you to show your fucking, like, whole diagnosis list. I made a video, and, like, okay, whatever. This guy was, like, being really energetic and, like, going like this. And so, like, I, like, mimicked him or whatever.
Oh, the
and
ADHD
all
one?
Yeah. And all the comments were, like, you're making fun of people stimming. Like, you're making fun of people stimming. Like, neurodivergent people, like, stim when they're excited. Like, stop making fun of them. Bitch, I got called Flappy Bird in eighth grade because when I got excited, stims. I would go like that. Bitch, if there's a bitch that stims, it's me, Ian. Girl. I stim down, bitch. I got Georgia Siwa tickets at 3 a.m. I had to go in the bathroom and scream and shake my arms for, like, 45 minutes. Bitch, I stim. I don't know why I'm, like, defending, like, if I stim or not, but, bitch, trust me, I do.
I also thought of one more thing. When I was there, like, because I didn't have Ian, my brain needed to make something else a security blanket, so, like, my security blanket was looking down at my phone, which usually is what it is if I have to be in public without someone, but I literally couldn't look up from my phone, and I heard somebody that I really liked talking, and I couldn't get myself to look up, and I probably looked so fucking weird, but, yeah, basically... Like, shut up, you know?
No, I was just, like, coming up with ways to, like, end the podcast. Oh. I think we should have Spencer do this.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay,
oh,
wait, guys.
Before you go, say that. I was thinking.
Say that.
Go say that.
No, I was thinking.
Stop touching me. No, I'm kidding.
Scratch Mal. Sorry.
Okay. Spencer does this a lot. Meow.
I don't mean to. Okay, no, but I was thinking about how you were saying. Remember how you said, like, you were, like, stimming, and then people were like, yada, 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 yada. I made a video basically being, like, when people don't. Sorry. I made a video. Sorry. Sorry. Oh, my God. I made a video basically talking about how, like, when. It was, long story short, people were like, oh, you're ableist towards people who are neurodivergent. And I was like, and I responded to one of the comments, and I was like, I am neurodivergent. And they were like, no, you're not. And I literally made a whole ass video with my bottle of Adderall. And I was like, you're actually really
like,
fucking
you're not
stupid.
You're not neurodivergent in the way they want you to be neurodivergent. So they're mad. Because you're, no, it's like that tweet where it's like, hey, I saw you say that you had an experience that doesn't align with every single experience I've ever had. And I'm really pissed off. That's like basically what it is.
Yeah. I just, like, girl, I'm not proving my mental illnesses and problems to you. Like, I know what they are. And if you want to think that it's not that, then, bitch, you go get some fucking help.
I wish I had toe thumbs. Sorry.
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox has toe thumbs?
Have you seen Megan Fox's thumbs?
No, Emmy.
Look it up. It was a whole thing.
Emmy, like, looks up people's belly buttons and, like.
I literally am so jealous. I have, like, a list of belly buttons. I would love to get surgery to put my belly button.
Do you know
that
guy on TikTok? I don't even remember him. Well, I do remember him, but he, like, literally has a belly button, but it's, like, down here and it's, like, poking out and it's, like, not in, like, the spot. And he's, like, my belly button's just really, really low. And I'm, like, that's just, like, a bump on your stomach. We're, like, where's the button? Like, where's the belly button?
Whoa, Megan Fox does have toe thumbs.
That's, like, a whole thing. Like, you don't know about Megan Fox's thumbs.
Also, like, if you don't have a belly button, that exactly. was, like, a no offense to you at all. Like, if you don't have a belly button, live life, live long and prosper.
Breathe air. We met Miranda Cosgrove.
Oh, we met Miranda Cosgrove.
Live life, breathe air. I know somehow we're gonna get there and feel so wonderful.
Oh, my
Holy
God.
Shit.
Wrap
okay.
it up.
Thank you guys for watching.
Thank you. Me and Ian need help.
Okay, so to end this, we're going to have Spencer sing for you guys, and he's prepared a really good song for you guys, and I'm going to pull up the karaoke, and me and Emmy are just going to go in the other room, and you are going to perform.
Okay.
Thank you guys for watching. Let's get in the fucking ad.
Take this. Oh, wait. Take the mic.
And give it your all, Spencer.
What is this? Oh, you're making me sing Same Love?
And I can't change.
Okay.
If I try, even if I wanted to.
Okay.
Yeah.
My love,
what does
my
she
love.
Do?
She keeps me
okay.
warm.
She does.
Okay. And me and need help.
help. They're on their way, on their way. Here to slay, but they need some help. They need some help.